Hi there, this is B.B. King. Merry Christmas, baby.
This is Christy McVie of Fleetwood Mac.
This is Paul Simon.
This is Gladys Knight.
This is Engelbert Humperdinck, and you're listening to the Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. I imagine over the next week or so, there are going to be a lot of tributes from rock podcasts, blues, rhythm and blues, even popular music, all for Steve the Colonel Cropper. Probably not a lot, though, from Christmas music-related podcasts, but he meant a lot to me, and he is on some pretty significant Christmas music, so I wanted to offer up my little tribute to Steve the Colonel Cropper. He was such a legend, an amazing guitarist, an amazing songwriter and performer, and I didn't want his passing to go by without saying something. For those who don't know, he was known sometimes as the Colonel, as I just mentioned. He was also a record producer in addition to being a guitarist and performer and songwriter. He was the guitarist for the Stax Records house band, Booker T and the MGs, which backed artists like Otis Redding, Wilson Pickett, Sam and Dave, Carla Thomas, Rufus Thomas, and Johnny Taylor. He also acted as the producer of many of those records and was later a member of the Blues Brothers band, which is how a lot of people at least put a face to the name. Rolling Stone magazine ranked him as number 36 on their list of the 100 greatest guitarists of all time, and he won 2 Grammy Awards and was nominated 7 times. Had 12 or 13 solo albums, but the solo albums were really not what he was known for. It was for all of the people that he worked with, like Otis Redding. Steve Cropper was on all 7 of Otis Redding's albums from 1964 to the posthumous release of Dock of the Bay in 1968. In fact, there was an alternate version of Dock of the Bay that was released, I don't know, sometime in the last 15, 20 years. And it was an early take. And at the end, when there's the whistling, you can hear that the whistling is not great. And you hear somebody laugh and say, "You're never going to make it as a whistler." And that was Steve Cropper, who ended up doing the whistling for that take, for that song at the very end. He also performed on Wilson Pickett's records, including the exciting Wilson Pickett in 1966. That was Pickett's 3rd album. It had the hits 6, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, In the Midnight Hour, and 99 and a Half Won't Do. And all those were co-written by Steve Cropper. Eddie Floyd's album, Knock on Wood, in 1967, that also featured Steve Cropper. It featured the song 6, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, and also the title track, Knock on Wood, both co-written Steve Cropper and Eddie Floyd. In 1972, Steve was on Delane and Bonnie's album, D&B Together. It was their 6th album and had the popular song, I don't know if it was a big hit or not, but a song that still gets played today, Only You Know and I Know. Steve performed on 3 Ringo Starr albums, starting with Ringo, which was released in 1973. That was the one that had Photograph on it. He was on Art Garfunkel's album Breakaway in 1975. That one had three top 40 singles, I Only Have Eyes for You, Breakaway, and the Simon and Garfunkel reunion duet, My Little Town. Also in 1975, Steve played on John Lennon's fifth album, Rock and Roll, which was a collection of, as John liked to say, moldy oldies. Also in 75, he played on Leon Russell's Will of the Wisp album. That included Leon's hit Lady Blue. Steve played on a couple of Neil Sedaka albums, including The Hungry Years, also in 1975, that had Breaking Up Is Hard to Do and the duet with Elton John, Bad Blood. Steve also performed on, I think, four different Rod Stewart albums, including Footloose and Fancy Free in 1977, that had the hit songs Hot Legs and You're in My Heart. 1978, Steve was on Night Flight, Yvonne Elliman's album, which had the big number one song, If I Can't Have You. In 1979, Peter Frampton's album, Where I Should Be, that had the hit I Can't Stand It No More, obviously. I'm mentioning that because Steve was on it. He was also in 1980 on Harry Nilsson's album Flash Harry. In 1982, Steve was on Dolly Parton's album Heartland Express. 1988, he co-wrote the song My Barracuda with Jimmy Buffett and also performed on the album that song was on, Hot Water. Steve was also on Roy Orbison's final studio album, Mystery Girl, in 1989. And also in 1989, he was on Southern Star from Alabama. That had four singles, all of which went to number one, Song of the South, High Cotton, the title track, and If I Had You. In 1993, Steve was on Winona's album, Tell Me Why. Five singles from that album were released, all which hit the top 10. And I could go on and on. I do want to mention that just a couple of years ago, Steve was on Ann Margaret's album called Born to Be Wild, which included the song Steve wrote, Son of a Preacher Man. But the list of people that Steve Cropper performed with is just incredible, even more so than what I've already mentioned. Here's a list of artists that we know of whose album Steve appeared on. Jimmy Barnes, Barbie Benton, Big Star, Stephen Bishop, Frank Black, Bobby and the Midnights, Billy Burnett, David Clayton Thomas, A.J. Croce, Jose Feliciano, Richie Havens, Levon Helms, Chris Hillman, Etta James, Albert King, B.B. King, Al Cooper, Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr., Aaron Neville, Wayne Newton, John Oates, Nigel Olsen, John Prine, Sanford and Townsend, Leo Sayer, Paul Schaefer, Paul Simon, Percy Sledge, The Staple Singers, Mavis Staples, Livingston Taylor, Carla Thomas, Mickey Thomas, Tower of Power, and The Manhattan Transfer. And he was featured, of course, in both Blues Brothers movies. So that's all well and good, but this is a Christmas music podcast. So what about Christmas music? Not quite as extensive, but some definitely worth noting. Steve was probably on both of Otis Redding's Christmas singles, White Christmas and Merry Christmas Baby, since he was on all the rest of Otis's studio recordings, even though those were released after Otis passed away. He was on the Booker T and MG's album, In the Christmas Spirit, which came out in 1966. He was on Chicago's album, Chicago 33, Oh Christmas Tree, which came out in 2011. And he released a single of his own, Let's Make Christmas Merry Baby, which came out in 2015 on a compilation called Blues Christmas. It's really, all in all, it's just a staggering, amazing body of work. And I'm sure that there's plenty more that I missed, especially in the earlier years when records weren't as good as they are now, weren't as extensive. Anyway, I was a fan, obviously, and I wanted to offer up a tribute and just say Steve, thanks so much for the music. And thank you so much for listening, helping me share a little bit of Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. So you can, I'll put a link to that down in the show notes. You can click on that and hop on over and then find your favorite and click on over and subscribe. And that way you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.